I am VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. Sirens wail Sunday as Israel intensified its bombardment of northern Gaza and southern Beirut and its widening war on Iran-allied militant groups across the region. Palestinian officials say an Israeli strike on a mosque in the Gaza Strip has killed at least 19 people. Also, rocket barrages from Lebanon triggered sirens and interception systems in northern Israeli towns and cities on Sunday, stretching from nighttime into morning hours. Around the globe, there have been rallies in support for Israel as the anniversary of the October 7th attacks that triggered the war in the region approaches. But there's also support for Palestinians, like a demonstration in Washington, where people like Anissa Dawoudi with the Palestinian Youth Movement took aim at Washington and its allies who are supporting Israel.
We know that without the financial backing and the diplomatic cover that the U.S. is providing on Israel, we know that this genocide would not have been possible. And so we're here outside of the White House to demand this arms embargo now and to reaffirm that we have been out here for 365 days and we will continue to mobilize and take the streets for the liberation of Palestine.
Hamas's October 7th attack on southern Israel, which prompted the war, saw 1,200 people killed and about 250 people taken hostage, according to Israeli tallies. The latest strikes add to the mounting Palestinian death toll in Gaza, which is nearing 42,000, according to the Palestinian Health Ministry. Congolese authorities have started vaccinations against mpox nearly 2 months after the disease outbreak that spread from Congo to several other African countries and beyond. This is VOA News. Republican U.S. presidential candidate Donald Trump Saturday returned to the rural Pennsylvania site where he was nearly assassinated, rallying a large crowd in the critical battleground state 1 month before the November 5th election.
I want to just let you know that tonight I returned to Butler in the aftermath of tragedy and heartache to deliver a simple message to the people of Pennsylvania and to the people of America. Our movement to make America great again stands stronger, prouder, more united, more determined, and nearer to victory than ever before. We're going to make America great again.
In mid-speech, Trump called upon stage a powerful ally, Elon Musk, CEO of Tesla and owner of the social media platform X. It was his first time at a Trump campaign event since he endorsed the former president after July 13th. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris pledged ongoing federal support for those affected by Hurricane Helene as she visited the state of North Carolina. The Democratic presidential nominee met with state and local officials, praising the work of strangers helping strangers. She also helped pack aid kits and met with volunteers, calling them heroes among us. It was her second trip in 4 days to the disaster zone. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports a storm brewing in the Gulf of Mexico could intensify into a hurricane threatening Florida.
Florida in the path of another possible hurricane next week with Tropical Storm Milton brewing in the Gulf of Mexico. Here's the National Hurricane Center's Dan Brown.
It could become a hurricane by the time it reaches Florida. Either kind of late Tuesday or Wednesday time period.
But Brown says even before that.
We are looking at potential for heavy rainfall across portions of Florida.
And he says residents need to prepare.
Right now it's a good time for folks to try to replenish some of their hurricane supplies.
Meanwhile, Hurricanes Kirk and Leslie remain far out at sea with no forecast showing either making landfall. I'm Julie Walker.
Meanwhile, the death toll from Hurricane Helene has inched up to 227 as the grim task of recovering bodies continues more than a week after the monster storm ravaged the U.S. southeast. Helene came ashore September 26th as a Category 4 hurricane and carved a wide swath of destruction as it moved northward from Florida. It destroyed homes, washed away roads, and knocked out electricity and cell phone service for millions. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.